morning Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. And I am your host, Andrew Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we're back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, so hi everyone. My name is Natalie. I am a student here at Kiana College in Fort McMurray, and I'm from Sweden.
International?
Yep.
Okay.
And
well,
I play on the women's soccer team here.
There we go. Let's get into how long have you been here?
This will be my fourth year. So.
Fourth?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Been here for a while now.
So have you been playing soccer the whole time?
Yes.
And what have you been taking in school?
I'm a business student, so I'm doing my bachelor in business.
Nice, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, I'm so ready to be done.
Nice. So with that education, what do you think of the next step for you?
Oh, I have so many dreams and aspirations, but probably something with sports management for sure. Continuing contributing to what I love.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that something that you think you can pursue here in Canada, or do you have to go back home?
I mean, there's more possibilities now. I mean, the sports is growing in Canada a lot, but obviously I always have my love for Europe and Sweden too, so wherever the availability is,
So love for Europe and Sweden, what do you mean? Are you like that well traveled that you're just like, oh, I know Europe like that?
Yes and no, like I've visited a few places too, and I have friends all over the world, so it's fun in that way, but you know, the sports there are very more passionate sometimes, I feel like. So being in that environment has always been greater.
Very cool. Now, how old were you immigrated here?
I was 19.
Oh, 19?
Yeah.
All right. So had you done a lot of traveling prior to that?
Yeah. So when I was 16, I moved to the States as an exchange student. So I lived there and went to high school and experienced all that.
Okay.
So that was my biggest travel, I'd say. But then, you know, as much as you guys go on vacations here, it's easier to travel in Europe. You go 8 hours south, here you're in Calgary, but you go 8 hours south and you're in Europe, you're in another country.
Fair enough. Did you go to America for school sports, or did you just go because your parents were like, yo, go check out America?
No, it was actually me who wanted it, and then my mom was like, fine, we'll figure it out, you know?
Your mom was fine,
I'm an only child, so she was not.
That's not how that conversation went. I'm a parent, so it didn't go that smoothly.
No, it was a lot of convincing, but mainly just to experience another culture and environment and play soccer.
So you did play soccer?
I did, but I got injured, so that career was short.
And so how did you wind up playing soccer here?
I healed from my injury, did a lot of rehab. I always wanted to come back and see if I could play college if it was good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So then I got this random email in the middle of my recruiting, and I thought it was a joke because I didn't know what my career was or anything.
Fair enough.
So I ignored it for a little, and then I was like, you know, let's check it out and see, right? And then, you know, fell in love with the facilities, the small school environment, and here we are, 4 years later.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So have your parents had a chance to come up and visit?
Not yet, but my mom is coming in for my graduation, so that would be fun. Yeah. Super excited.
So what are the similarities between where you're from and here?
usually say that like there's a lot of them. Like I usually say Canada is like a middle between US and Sweden.
Okay.
So like you take like certain areas from them, like you have similarities in like our like politics and healthcare and everything. The environment too, like nature wise.
Yeah.
We don't have the rookies, which is, you know, a big part.
Yeah.
But we do have the similarities in nature.
And what do you miss the most about them?
Probably, well, obviously my family a lot.
That's a good response.
Yeah. And just like the ease of like getting around and being more freedom, more independent.
Over there?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I live alone here, yeah. But it's just so much easier. Like, you know, you take your bike anywhere and you can get around, train or anything. Here I'm so stuck to like having a car or like travel in that sense, you know, more planning. Because you guys are so spread out.
Right.
So I like the independence and the food. Food will always be better at home.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about it. I love food. Yeah. I'm not saying Canada is number one because we're not. But we make good food. But yeah. What's the food like over there?
It's just, I mean, I guess I grew up on it, but it feels more like fresh and like real. Yeah. The bread is so much better. The coffee is so much better.
Yeah.
And I'm very specific with my breakfast and that. So
okay.
Yeah.
It is something like when you travel, food tastes different.
Yes.
Like I know when I was over in Ireland, because of like the rain, obviously their grass gets smaller than the water.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The cows have a different type of grass.
Even the meat. Yeah.
That's right. So when you eat like the cheese or you drink a Guinness over there, you're just like, oh, this tastes different, but obviously it would. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
Okay,
yeah.
So it seems like that too.
Yeah. Have you had like any Swedish
cuisine? A little bit here and there.
Yeah.
And, like my wife and her brother went to Sweden because he played soccer.
Oh.
So they actually went over there and like, they brought stuff back at the time. This is like a long time ago.
Yeah.
But they said the same thing. They said something about the food, like the meat is just, it's weird to describe, but like you said, fresher or cleaner almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like just, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to describe it.
And the portion controls are like completely different.
Yeah.
I
agree.
Portion
it's easy to get carried away over here. For
yeah,
sure.
It yeah. is.
Yeah.
It's so different.
Yeah.
So with your parents living all the way over there, like, for so many years now, what's the communication like with them? Like, is it phone? Is it FaceTime? Like, how do you stay in contact?
Yeah, and I'm so bad for this. I am so bad at communication. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
I tend to schedule like at least once a week FaceTime.
Oh, there you go.
But usually it's like every other week.
Yeah.
And, you know, you text, you Snapchat, you know, you send a picture of your food that you made.
Right.
Proud moment, you know. So we keep in touch by that social media.
Yeah.
But it is rough, like it's time difference for sure.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Time difference is wild.
Yeah, it's 8 hours. So when I wake up, you're pretty much done for the day.
Right.
So, you know, managing all of that.
Yeah. Growing up over there. Like I talked to some other countries today, they explained how soccer was where they're from. What's soccer like from your age range over in that country?
Compared to here, it's way bigger. Like it's our main sport, and it's way more physical and well played in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The methods are just different. Not saying one is bad or worse, but it's just more passion over there, I feel like.
Yeah, we don't take it seriously like how you guys say it.
No, and that's like, we get in a lot of, not arguments, but discussions for sure, because I play very passionate, I play with my heart always.
Yeah.
And sometimes you see that clashes because, you know, not everyone has the same ambitions or passion for sport and love for sport. Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys over there, just Europe in general, just soccer, football is like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I was just chatting with one of the players, I forget his name already, he's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like over there with like how they have all the different leagues and you have the relegation.
Yes.
Like, my lord, it really, like, you have no choice.
No.
But to be in it and be passionate about it.
Of course.
And here we don't got that kind of stuff, so obviously it's not going to have that same type of.
No, not as for now, especially not on the women's side.
Yeah, facts. Unfortunately, Tanner Tapp has watched. That means we're out of time.
That's all right. Yeah.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
All right, I'm gonna give a big shout out to my Canada women's soccer. Make sure that you check out the schedule and come out for our home games because we need everyone to be there. And also my roommate Luca, I love you. You make the best coffee.
There we go. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Maral Toyota, as well as Kerry from Peculiar Road and the beautiful people at Coldwell Bank. Hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I just dies at this. That's another Max City Morning Show done.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.